From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A Chibok girl kidnapped in Nigeria by Islamic militant group Boko Haram has been found alive, according to a community leader. She is one of the 219 girls abducted more than 2 years ago. Reporter Chris Stein is following the story and shared with VOA the young girl's condition.
I understand she's healthy, but I've heard with a baby that she'd given birth to while she was in captivity, as well as a husband who was a former, a fellow captive who she had met while she was in wherever she was.
Boko Haram grabbed the schoolgirls from their dormitory in the northeastern Nigerian town of Chibok and herded them away into the night. The Sri Lankan Red Cross has said that at least 220 families have been reported missing and are feared buried under a mudslide following torrential rains and flooding. The extent of the tragedy is still unclear. In a statement released online, the Sri Lankan Red Cross said that two rescue teams were dispatched early Wednesday alongside government authorities and had rescued 180 people despite power outages in several villages. The Red Cross also says that at least 17 bodies have been recovered. Rodrigo Duterte, the newly elected Philippine president, met with reporters in his hometown of Davao, where he served as mayor for more than 20 years. Duterte, who takes office on June 30th, talked about what he would do as president. He suggested even that his own behavior may change. He promised a return of the death penalty, allowing police to shoot those involved with organized crime, a ban on smoking and drinking in public places, and punishing parents who allow their children out after 10 p.m. He also said that the government would crack down on speeding and drunk driving. This is VOA. A top Chinese official visiting Hong Kong warned Wednesday against heeding calls for independence for the semi-autonomous Chinese region. Zheng Dexiang, who is the Communist Party's number three official and responsible for Hong Kong affairs, is making a three-day inspection visit to the former British colony, where discontent is rising over Beijing's tightening grip on the city. United States Secretary of State John Kerry was holding talks Wednesday with Egyptian officials on the country's political situation and to explore Egypt's ideas for supporting a new Israeli-Palestinian peace bid. Kerry arrived in Cairo a day after Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi offered support for a French initiative to revive the peace process and said he was willing to serve as a mediator. Afghanistan is showing its anger at Pakistan by downgrading its representation to the international group trying to arrange peace talks with the Taliban. Kabul says Pakistan needs to honor its commitments to take action against militant groups operating from Pakistan. The groups include Afghan Taliban and the lethal Haqqani network that Afghanistan and the United States say operate out of Pakistan to launch violent attacks in Afghanistan. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton moved closer Tuesday to what will almost surely be her nomination as the Democratic candidate for president. With most of the votes counted from the primary in the state of Kentucky, Clinton led Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by about 2,000 votes. While election officials haven't declared a winner, Clinton claimed victory. Sanders spoke to his supporters.
If the Democratic Party wants to be certain that Donald Trump is defeated, and that we must do, we together are the campaign to do that.
The United States military is prepared to support a train and equip mission to fight thousands of Islamic State militants in Libya when the Libyan government is ready for it. The U.S. Africa Command, or AFRICOM Commander General Rodriguez, added that Libya's internal politics have made it unclear which armed groups are fighting alongside the Libyan government of national accord, leaving the U.S. really dependent on the Libyan interim government to determine who is with them and who is moving over to them. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says he is open to talking with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in trying to halt the country's nuclear program. In an interview with Reuters, Trump said he had no problem speaking with North Korea's leader. He also said he would use what he described as economic power of the U.S. over China to pressure the Chinese government to playing a more substantial role in finding a solution. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.